your meeting.
Yeah.
then my mind began to go back to a friend of mine, and I reminded of some things that he told me, and he said these words: gotta be careful of the things you do. Yeah, listen, you gotta be careful of the things you say. And another thing he told me: gotta be careful of the places you go. You know why?
The things you say.
You gotta be careful of the ditch that you dig, yeah, oh yeah. You gotta be careful, yeah, of the lies you tell. Yes, you do, y'all. Listen, you gotta be careful of the stone. You know why, yeah.
The dangers you see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The lies you tell.
The stone you throw.
You throw.
Oh, they just might yawn. Oh, yeah.
Before you.
Oh, yeah. Then listen. Here's another thing they told me. Every goodbye ain't gone. Every shut eye ain't. Janice, if you don't mind, help me. Every goodbye ain't gone. Every shut eye ain't seen. Can I say it again? Every goodbye ain't gone. Every shut eye ain't seen. Just remember, y'all, you gotta be careful. Oh, yeah. Of the things you do,
be careful.
And the things you say,
be careful.
The places you go, yeah.
Be careful.
Oh yeah.
Be careful.
Of the things you did,
be careful.
The lies you tell,
be careful.
And the stones you throw,
be careful.
Oh, you gotta be careful.
Be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Be careful.
Do you hear me telling you now,
be
y'all?
Careful.
And I'm going to be with you today playing some of the very best in gospel music.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits, new wine coming, get some of this. And give God the
praise. Get the way on the scene of NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
After a season, a nightfall in pushback. After the heartache, a wrong turn and sidetrack. Just when they think they got you game, set, match. Oh, 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 here comes the comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up so unsteady. Don't mean you blacked out, oh, bowed out, you're ready. just when they think they got your game set match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. There. I don't know who you believe in, or we get ready to take this thing to another level. I don't know who y'all believe in, but I believe in Jesus. The one who died for me, right on Calvary's cross. Hey, yeah. When they laid him down in the tomb, he rose on that third day. You see, the tomb didn't let him lay in the ground. Didn't let him stay in the ground. Hey. We gonna tell them who we believe in. Come on, kick it off, y'all.
Yeah.
Host, Miss Lady J. I hope you're having a beautiful day.
Singing, praying, working for my Lord. living for. I give my God all the praise every single day. Whatever I do is never too much. All I want is to lift him up. I'm saying, can I get a witness? Yes, I'm praising him. Oh, yes, I am. I'm just praising him. Every breath I make, every step I take, is just to do his will. I want the world to know that my God is real. I give a man a helping hand when he's feeling low. I don't mind taking time to help save somebody's soul. Oh yeah, hallelujah.
Some spirits didn't intend to shout in here. Something struck me in the mole of my head.
I've learned that so many times in my life. My friends, they will let me down. But I found out if I just hold to your hand, you see, I never see the righteous forsaken. You promise never to leave me, never to forsake me. And right now, Lord, I've got my arms spread it wide open. Say, here I am. Don't leave me. I need you.
Don't leave me.
Oh, I need you, dear.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Hi, I am Miss Lady J. For the very best in gospel music, be sure to tune in Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and catch the wave.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it.
In this world today, everybody's going through something. What you need to do is talk to the Lord and tell him this. Lord, I need a blessing from you. Said I don't know what to do. I fast and I pray, Lord,
you to make a way.
From the Lord. Now, fellas, y'all being a
look cute for me. Ain't nothing cute when the devil come after you. Get mean and curse this thing and say, hey, I need a blessing. The devil is messing. Lord, I need a blessing. My family is stressing. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour me out a blessing. I can't take it no more. Please open the door, Jesus.
Say, oh, Lord,
have mercy.
Say, oh, Say it again. If you get in trouble, you can say,
Lord,
do it. Cause we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you're a doctor. Heart is heavy, you can say, Lord, Lord, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Please, sir, right now. Mm-hmm. If you read your Bible, you read the story. About the man that could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus was coming by. Just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hand on me. Mm-hmm. And I heard the blind man say, I know you can do it. Thank you. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me right now.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask you one more time, cause I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. And then you went one Friday and hung on Calvary and died for my sins. I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. So please,
do it for me.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move in a hurry. Do it for me. While I'm still singing, do it for me. Right now. Yes, sir.
many people tried to push me around. Those same people looked down on me with a frown. But let me tell you what I did, and it was late one night. I found out late one night that if I take it to Jesus, he will make it. Oh, oh, oh. And I want you to listen to me real well. Listen to what I said. Sometime your faith is gonna be scattered, oh, just like the wind blows sand. Your life around you, it will seem so dark, but you just take it to Jesus, and he will. Never, never, never doubt. There's just one more thing. Let me speak to your heart one more time, children. Sometimes your way, it's gonna get dark, but you hold on to Jesus and you stay on your knees. And when you go down there, you pray an honest prayer and believe in your heart. That when you take it to Jesus, he will make it. He will make it all right now.
All can tell you. You can be a witness.
And I myself, I can.
Of the morning, it's radio host, the Anointing One, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and catch the wave.
PDA, hit me.
I wanna be
Is this an emergency room registration?
Yes, is this 911? Because two of my toes fell off.
Excuse me?
Two of my toes fell off.
When?
This morning. I think they're gone. I'm scared to look down there. I can't feel them.
Are you bleeding?
I don't know.
Well, honey, you need to call 911.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just need you to help because I called 911 and they put me on hold. I just want to know why did they fall off.
Well, honey, you're going to... Who's your doctor?
Jesus up on high, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
How do you know they fell off?
Well, they just feel like they fell off. Maybe I was sleeping on my leg or something, but they don't feel like it's nothing.
Well, have you looked to see if they're on?
I'm scared to look.
Well, honey, you need to look. Look and see if they're on.
Baby, I can't see that far. My sight, man, I can't see.
Where are you sitting? Are you sitting in a chair?
I'm sitting on the side of the bed.
Okay, just put your foot up on the side of the bed and look.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Yes?
I'm going to have to call my grandson in here to help me. Hold on here.
Okay.
Rufus? 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 He got that music in there so loud. I don't know. They might be in one of my church shoes.
Honey, who's your doctor?
I don't have one right now.
Are you bleeding?
No. I'm not.
You're not bleeding?
No, I'm not bleeding.
Okay.
I think they're in my church shoes.
You think they're in your church shoes?
Will it grow back? Hello?
Ma'am, hold on for just a second. I'm going to let you talk to a nurse. Hold on.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Hey, honey. When did you miss your toes?
This morning. I just don't feel them. And they might be in my white church shoes.
When's the last time you wore your white dress shoes, honey?
I wore them to church Sunday.
Sunday. So you think you might have been... But you're not bleeding. Was your toes different, honey? Were they rotting away?
They wasn't rotting. They was. It had got big, and I woke up this morning, and Lord, they gone.
Okay, but yours didn't start turning black and shrinking?
Hold on, let me look.
Hello?
Hold on, let me look.
Honey, what you looking at?
I'm trying to see if I can see my toes. I'm trying to see the ones that's left. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord.
Ah! What is the problem?
I want my toes.
Well, honey, I can't. I don't have your toes. Now, look.
Can you come and shake my shoes if you hear something in them? That means they in there.
You want me to come and shake your shoes?
I ain't looking for nothing, sister. He's there, hunt. Yes, if you can come over here and shake my shoes.
No, honey. No. We don't make house calls.
I hope that you are enjoying the very best in gospel music. Today I am Miss J, your host. Join us on our website at nfiradio.com.
God is still working miracles.
because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture of how God can save and heal, he begins to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew, that it was something warm and something wonderful. And at the service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Later, when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, "Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now." She said, "Son, come into the kitchen."
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds.
From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From Moore's Hill. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called and the deacon board and had a meeting as well as Pastor Stoles. And
mm-hmm.
They didn't have a meeting and they come to the understanding that they're going to ask you to not come to church right now because about that them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is, and want you to just, I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church.
Well, that's what they come up with. Now, we even had a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoles.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church.
Well,
what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about is people not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
but I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is that we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make is what I'm saying.
What I make. It's my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to be to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody, kids, is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we're gonna pray for them, and we're going to pray for you, too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm going to keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm going to keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Mars Hill. And you have no right calling me telling me that I can't come to Mars Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor to call.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me, telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
No, I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have half nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids in their troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday you wasn't there?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept. And why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield. Hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. Got you. I got you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How you going? Sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all, let's go over. I'm like, who is this guy? We talking about church business.
You know what I like about you, though?
What?
Ain't nobody going to keep you out the Lord's house. You're going to show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hello. I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
This is the Anointed One.
Exclusive remix.
You listen to exclusive.
Turn it up and let it fall.
Come on.
I'm a living witness that he'll make everything all right for you. All you got to do, 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 all you got to do.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes. I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands.
What happened?
Well, I got caught between two tractor trails. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand how I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. Begin to think about, I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about, I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you.
I had a close call.
I had a close call
in my life.
I had a close call.
Oh,
today is a salute to the quartets. But I'm thinking of so many of my friends that's gone on. I was glad to come around. I feel something. Glad to come around and just sing a verse. Hallelujah.
Georgia, the same last song. He told the preacher in the choir, he said, last night I couldn't sleep. He said, I had to get up and read my Bible all night and talk to God. But that lets you know one thing, that God won't let nothing slip upon his people. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Can I get a witness? The next morning, Frank went to the airport, get ready to go back to Jackson. But it's a strange thing to me when he got to the airport. There was a train waiting for him there. He looked at the airplane. He looked at the train. He said, if I take the plane, well, I got to go back to Jackson. And I'll see trouble there. But you know what he did? He stepped on that train. He went on to live with God. Can I get a witness?
I'm Lady J, your radio host on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, Monday through Friday. Be sure to join me. Catch the wave.
Everybody.
me, and he taught me, he kept me.
The very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave.
Hi, I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. catch the wave.
This is a song I should have got. Y'all would help him see you tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift your sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
You are here, carried out, redeemed, here for a second, Dr. Cobb. I believe.